So this is Emily. Emily, hi. So let's start by you telling what brought you here in the first place.
Actually, when I talked to Elizabeth on the phone, your receptionist.
How many months ago was this, by the way?
Probably about seven months ago. I was on my lunch break. I was crying. And I told her, I'm desperate. And my life has to change. I can't continue to go on like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been recently diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease.
Right.
And had been receiving less than adequate care from really the endocrinologist that I had been dealing with. And my mom found your guys' information.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I called and I said, look, I just, something's, my life has to change. She just, I'll never forget. She's like, okay, I can get you in within 2 weeks.
Right.
When my husband and I came, I just remember in hearing you talk, it was like that jaw-dropping, like, oh my gosh, this is my life. Like, for the first time, I would say the bulk of my health problems started at 15.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that marker in time in your life when it just sort of became not your life. But for the first time since then, I'm 30 now, so 15 years, to actually hear a doctor say, these things are all connected. Instead of see a specialist about this, see a specialist about that, see another specialist about this, and we don't know what the hell this is, so good luck to finding a specialist that can deal with that.
Right.
I've got a long line of doctors that I've already seen, and you invest yourself into, and you get to a point where you just feel totally hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where I was. And just to hear you speak, I remember there was a lot of things that was like right over my head. But down in the meat of all of it was just that, like, oh my word, like all these things fit together. And just seeing, okay, there is a picture. And not only there is a picture, but there's something that we can do about it.
Right.
I think for me, it's been so empowering to have tools mm-hmm. that I can do, and they've made an incredible difference. But from the very beginning, to know that, okay, like, this is something that I can say that I've done everything that I know to do, everything that I can, you know, that I can hear that, hey, you know, this can make a difference. I can get up every day and I can do those things. And instead of going to bed and feeling like, okay, I'm just helpless, like I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to feel miserable,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know what, like I'm going to do these things
mm-hmm.
no matter what. And
now we have our update. Tell me all the good stuff.
Oh my gosh. Well, I almost cried when we pulled into the parking lot because I saw the plus-size women's store.
Right.
And I remember thinking last time I was here, I gotta remember that because those are hard to find. But 58 pounds lighter, I pulled up and I saw that plus-size women's store and I was like, you know, that's really going to bless some plus-size woman, but that's not going to be me.
That's cool.
And just the big difference is how I physically feel. I don't have joint pain, and I'm able to physically move around, be active, able to take the stairs on purpose instead of like, oh crap, there's no other way to the top.
Right.
My gosh, how am I going to get there with my groceries?
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot more energy. People are always asking me, commenting at work, because they're like, every time I see you, you're running. And,
You used to not do that?
I could hardly get up from my desk to go to the printer.
Right.
Now, I move, and the printer's down the hallway, and on the other side of the building, they're like, all the admins have printers at their desk. I'm like, I don't want one. I do not want one, because I'll get up and I'll go down to that printer and I'll just be like beaming, like, I can do this. And the results aren't halfway. They're, as my dad would say, they're astounding.
Yeah. So tell me about that. What did you tell your dad?
Well, my parents loaned me the money to get the blood work and stuff done.
Right. Bless them.
My dad says that's the best investment he's ever made. And for them, you know, they've spent 15 years in the caregiver role, in the trying to find whatever doctor, trying to get you to the right place, trying to help me however they could. And there was a point in my life when they really thought I was going to be disabled and living at home forever. I know my mom has fought really hard, and she's given up a lot of time in her life, and she's spent a lot of her energy taking care of me. And for me to get to see that, you know what, they can have seasons that are about them, and for them to see the victory, it's like, I'm not knocking degrees, because degrees are great, but I could get a degree, I could travel the world, I could be the president, I could, you know, save lives, I could think of a million things, but for my parents to see this victory, means more to them than a diploma, or, you know, you make X thousands of dollars. It's like somebody just gave you all this information and knowledge. And they say knowledge is power. I guess that I finally learned that in my life. And you have a set of tools that you can do. And they're not impossible.
And the big payoff, too.
And the results are huge. And people at work stop me in the hallway and they're like, oh my gosh, they haven't seen me in a while. They're like, you don't even look like the same person.
Maybe you're not.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
It's cool.
And there's no going back. People go, is it for a while, or was it to lose weight, or was it this? I'm like, if this was just to lose weight, I'd have given up a long time ago, because I really like cheeseburgers.
Right.
But I'm like, it's change. It's a lifestyle change. It's forever.
That's cool.
There's no forgetting what I know now.
Yeah.
There's no going back.
You know, you deserve credit too, my friend.
He does.
No, I'm serious about that. I mean, her being able to do that is because you helped her and you went with her, and
he gave her life back.
Absolutely.
So how could I not?
Yeah. I'm so pleased for you guys, man. I really am.
He looked at me and said, I got my wife back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...